So a wedding barn is a new business model that has popped up across the state of Wisconsin the last several years. And in effect, you have a venue, and the wedding barn is kind of like the best example of a venue that doesn't hold a license to serve alcohol or beer. And so the bride and groom in this case would actually go to a liquor store or Walmart, and they would buy enough alcohol to provide to their 100 or 200 guests or what have you. The problem is they're giving the alcohol away at these parties, and because there's no license, the venue is not obligated to operate under Chapter 125 alcohol law. So there's no opening hours, no closing hours, no licensed bartenders, really not a lot of inspections. Whether or not the place is insured has come into question, whether the place is structurally sound has come into question. So they kind of successfully have kind of gotten around all the alcohol laws for sure, and that has caused some concern across the state.
The Tavern League put out a statement about what they could do potentially in taverns. Can you outline that?
This comes on the heels of Governor Evers and the new Secretary of Department of Revenue was saying that they were going to keep interpreting the law the way the previous secretary did, and that's where the dispute comes in. There's some concern that the previous Department of Revenue wasn't interpreting the law the way it was written, and that was all these places should be properly licensed. So after the governor decided that he would just continue same old, the tavern industry or the industry as a whole are now seeking to maybe deregulate some of their own spots and within the building. So if they have a private room or a venue outside, that would simply just not be licensed, and therefore they could rent it out to whoever they want. And, you know, these gatherings can go on until the wee hours of the morning with no rules attached. And that's where it gets kind of a mass chaos. So to be clear, any place in the state of Wisconsin with just a private room, so a McDonald's, a Wendy's, a Burger King, in our case, maybe the new Pizza Ranch, if they have a private room, you can now feel free, assuming their policy allows it, you could feel free to bring in your own alcohol at midnight and rent their room, have their pizza or their cheeseburgers, and you can continue your late-night party till whenever you want. If you are currently licensed, you feel there's some unfairness going on with these barn-type venues that are just basically operating with no regulation at all. So they're kind of thinking the theory is maybe they should just kind of join them and eliminate portions of their own building to be licensed or any new venue. So it'll be really interesting to see how this goes, but we could have some chaos across the state in terms of anybody can throw a party anywhere. So if you have a nice lawn in front of your place on the lake, you just simply put up your own tent and rent it out to whoever you want every Saturday night. You know, in the case of these taverns and restaurants, they could opt to not license an area in their place or outside, and they could just either provide the alcohol, assuming it was bought indoors. They could choose to, the bride and groom could choose to have a package that included liquor, that included no liquor, or just included food, or just rent the outside venue. So there are some opportunities here for some new entrepreneurial thoughts, I guess. You know, I just chaired a committee on alcohol enforcement since last July. And it really befuddles me that the Department of Revenue, who is supposed to be the licensing agency for alcohol in the state, has now kind of taken the first step in actually deregulating the need for licenses. And I just think that's the wrong thing to do, the wrong message to send the state. And in a state where we constantly get beat up for our drinking culture, this was not very well thought out by the Department of Revenue, in my opinion.